This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا وأن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقيه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا من اهتدي فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، بعثه الله شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه والسراج منيرا. First and foremost, my beloved brothers and sisters, I just want to take a moment out to thank the administration of Jamia Masjid, especially our Sheikh Jamaluddin Usman, who honored me with the request of doing a program in this wonderful masjid that is full and rich with history. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to add this on the scale of good deeds. Likewise, our brothers and sisters at Halal Eventbrite, they worked day and night in order to make this happen alongside all of the different masajid, the different organizations, the different masayikh such as Sheikh Jamal and the rest of them, in order to make our trip, the trip of myself and Sheikh Yasin, as successful as possible. And alhamdulillah, we couldn't have asked for it to be any better. May Allah Azza wa Jal add this on the scale of good deeds. My beloved brothers and sisters, the second point that I want to mention is a very, very important one. Because I've been traveling around to different countries, you have those who hate al-Islam, they are always looking for ways to stop the khair. So as a protocol, I've made it now a regular habit at the beginning of every lecture to say that I am not a hate preacher. Let me make that very, very clear. I am not here to incite violence. I am not here to incite phobia, because these lectures are going to go online. And the enemies of Al-Islam yatarabbasun. And they're always looking for ways to tarnish the image of students of knowledge, shuyukh, scholars, and Al-Islam in general. So I have to keep on saying this time and time again, not only to protect myself, but to protect the media team and also the masjid. The next point, my beloved brothers and sisters, that I want to mention, and I want to make it categorically and explicitly clear. We brothers who have come to you from overseas are only here to benefit you. We are not rappers. We are not superstars. We are not singers. We are not celebrities. I'm sure a lot of you guys know what happened in none other Minnesota. If you know, you know. If you don't, Allah ya'inak. Right? That was absolutely unacceptable. Muslims became a laughing stock. I honestly thought after all of that happened online, we wouldn't have a repeat anywhere else around the world. But it was very, very sad to see what happened the other day with Ustaz Yahya. Right? When they thought it was him. They thought it was him, but it was someone else. They had to give the shimakh to someone else, and then he started walking, the other brother. And then young brothers and young sisters rushed him. Right? And they made a big deal out of it, like some singer or pop star that has come to Kenya. Right? Shouting and squeaking and screaming. Wallahi, my beloved brothers and sisters, this is unacceptable. Right? I know with social media, you have this culture of glorifying and venerating people of knowledge because of what we see happening to others. And I know a lot of the time we mean khair. We mean khair. We want to honor our du'at that bring us guidance, that enlighten us about the deen. However, my beloved brother and sister, this is unacceptable. Wallahi al-azim, hadha la yaliq. We are not celebrities, we are not superstars. Right? We are just here to connect the people to none other than Allah, His Quran, and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we must be well behaved. We must remain under control, brothers and sisters. Then these videos, they go online and then everyone's laughing at us. Is this how Muslims behave? Wallahi, that's not how they behave. Right? So may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless every single one of you guys. Right? I don't mean to bash any of you guys. Wallahi, I love the people of Kenya. Wana suit the way in. Right? They welcomed us. They've been very, very nice to us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue this khair. My lecture today, my beloved brothers and sisters, revolves around the topic of three main deviations that are the root cause for every single one of us going astray. It's important as Muslims, my brothers and my sisters, that we research and try to identify that which is going to strip us of that which is most precious to us. And that is our Islam. That is most precious to every single one of us. None of us, my brothers and my sisters, is guaranteed to die upon al-Islam. Does anyone here have a guarantee to die upon al-Islam? To die upon the Islamic identity, wallahi la. None of us have a guarantee. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved brothers and sisters, he would make the dua, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. O turner of the hearts, keep our hearts firm upon your deen. Right. This is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make the dua, فَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ لِعِبَادِكَ فِتْنَةِ فَاقْبُضْنِي إِلَيْكَ غَيْرَ مَفْتُونَ. If you want fitna for your servant, Ya Allah, take me off this earth and I'm not trialed. وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. You being trialed, my brothers and my sisters, in your religion, is far worse than what? You being killed. At least if you kill, you are killed, you will still have your Islam, inshallah. But to depart from this world, even though there's no one that's trying to take your life, but then you have doubts about your religion. The whole world, my beloved brothers and sisters, has become like a small little village. Like a small little village. When I was revising for my master's exam to get into the faculty of Aqeedah, this is after I graduated, I started revising for Aqeedah. And I began to read a lot of books. Something that really, wallahi, really, really touched me was something that one of the Aqeedah professors wrote in one of his books. His name is Sheikh Abdul Qadir Ata. Sheikh Jamal, I'm sure he knows him. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Ata Sufi, that's his name. One of the professors in Medina University. He said, once upon a time, we would tell the professor at the university, when these students come from different parts of the world, whether it is they come from Africa, whether it is they come from Asia, whether it is they come from the UK, we don't need to expose them to all of the different doubts that we may have come across. Don't open this topic to them. However, now times have changed. Times have changed, my beloved brothers and sisters. And that is because the whole world has become like a small little village. Am I wrong to say that? With the emergence of social media, you are exposed to more filth and shubuhat, right? Sitting inside of your bedroom than maybe if you were to go outside. Am I wrong, my brothers and my sisters? You are inside of your bedroom, four walls, but you have these gadgets. You have these phones. You are exposed to just about everything you can think of. The World Wide Web. For those who didn't know what WW stands for, it stands for the World Wide Web, which is what? A fingertip away. It is being shoved down our throats and rubbed on our faces. Shubuhat wa shahawat. Testing times, my beloved brothers and sisters. What is the point that I'm trying to make? Especially when we get to the end of times. Min ashrat as-sa'ah an yaqill al-ilm wa yadhhar al-jahl wa yadhhar az-zina wa yakthur al-harj. From the signs of the hour, ilm becomes less and less, it becomes scarce. Jahl becomes widespread. Zina becomes rampant. Killings becomes prevalent. You know, there's a hadith that scares me every time I come across it. I'm sure you guys have heard of it before. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved brothers and sisters, he said, بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم. Hasten to doing good deeds. The fitan are like the dark patches of the night. Put your hand up if you've been to the forest or the desert in the middle of the night. Put your hand up. You have no forest here in Kenya? Huh? Huh? But you don't go at night, huh? You guys have liwah here, huh? Libah. Or the desert. You don't go to the desert as well? There's no desert here, Sheikh. But you don't go at night. Ala kulli hal, let's just say you went to the desert, deep into the night, there is no light. Fitanan ka qita'il layl al-muzlim. And then you're walking, what happens? You will trip. You will fall over left, right, and center, sah? Because there's no light. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that the fitan are like the dark patches of the night. يصبح الإنسان مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا ويمسي الإنسان مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا. You might wake up in the morning and you have iman, right? You have iman, belief of Allah. And then by the night, خلاص, you are gone, he's a kafir. Or it might be when he enters into the night. Now we just entered into the night in Maghrib, right? You're a Muslim who's praying now in Jamia Masjid. And then by the morning, khalas, you've lost your iman. You've lost your iman, my beloved brothers and sisters. Right? Very quickly like that, subhanAllah. I used to reflect on this hadith when I was in Yemen, once upon a time, living in a village. I would look at the hadith and I would say, how, you know, maybe Cuckoo Land was in the middle of a village. As time went on with the emergence of these social media apps and how these apps are utilized to strip you of your religion. You don't need rocket science to understand this hadith. He ends up selling his religion, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. تعرفون Abdullah ibn Umar? We know Abdullah ibn Umar, right? Who narrated the most hadith? Abu Huraira. Who was second? Abdullah ibn Umar. وَالْمُكْثِرُونَ فِي رِوَايَةِ الْأَثَرِ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةِ لِبْنِ عُمَرِ. The one who narrated the most hadith, as al-Suyuti mentions, Abu Huraira, and then Abdullah ibn Umar. Right. At Safa, he's at Safa. We go to Safa and Marwa. Right? When you go for Umrah, Safa and Marwa is from the places where your dua gets accepted. He would stand there and he would make the dua, Allahumma innaka qult. Oh Allah, you said, ud'uni astajib lakum. Make dua to me and I will respond to you. Innaka la tukhliful mi'ad, and you do not break the promises. Allahumma inni as'aluk kama hadaytani ila al-islami an la tanzi'ahu minni wa anta tawaffani wa ana muslim. Oh Allah, I ask you, just as you guided me to al-islam, ya Allah, don't take away Islam from me and allow me to die as a Muslim. Right, Abdullah ibn Umar. To proceed, my brothers and my sisters, it's important that we try to identify, that we take time out to learn about how the devil operates. We all know the shaitan, right? The shaitan who never takes a break, huh? Your enemy that lives in Nairobi, he takes a break sometimes. When he threatens you, I'm coming after you, but there are times that he has sleep. But this devil, he never takes a break. Never ever takes a break, my beloved brothers and sisters. Never. Right. He took an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فبعزتك لأغوينهم أجمعين. He swears by Allah. By Allah, by His mighty, I'm going to make sure I misguide every single one of them. And we are also told in Surah Al-A'raf, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. He says, I'm going to come from the front. I'm going to come from the back. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, and also going to come from the right and then from the left. What does it mean, him coming from the front? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. It is his tafsir that we take, right? Quran, Sunnah, this is how we understand our religion. Then upon whose understanding? My understanding? Sheikh Yasin's understanding? My father's understanding? No. The understanding of the companions. Tabi'een wa atba'u tabi'een. That's how we understand the Quran. So he commented, and you know what he said? The shaitan now coming from the front. أُشَبِّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ لَا أُشَكِّكُهُمْ فِي آخِرَتِهِمْ. I'm going to give them doubts about the hereafter. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ, he will also come from the back. You know what the back means? أُرَغِّبُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. I will cause them to be enticed towards the glitters and the glamours of this world. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, I will also come from the right. Abdullah ibn Abbas again, he says, أُشَبِّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَمْرَ دِينِهِمْ, I'm going to give them doubts about their religion. And then what? From the left. قال Abdullah ibn Abbas, السَّيَّاتِ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِهَا وَيَحُثُّهُمْ عَلَيْهَا. Evil deeds, he will try to beautify it for you. Right? command you to do it, encourage you to go towards these evil deeds, my beloved brothers and sisters. He is at work. Also, Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, quoting the devil, in Surah, I'm not going to tell you guys, I'm going to ask you guys this question, where he took an oath again, وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِّرَ خُسْرًا مُبِينًا. In this verse, we learn, my brothers and my sisters, أَنَّ هُنَاكَ أَمْرَانَ رَئِيسًا. Two main things that the devil wants to change and distort. What are the two things? Can anyone tell me? Two things. Huh? By the way, my brothers, this is not a monologue. It's a discussion. Huh? Two things that he wants to distort, change. What shall I say it in Somali? Inu kharabiyo. Labawah. I'm practicing Somali, Sheikh. I'm trying to become fluent. I'm thinking about going Hargeisa for 6 months. Right? To better my Somali. Huh? Labawah. Two things. He wants to change. Hey, jama'ah, don't be shy. Huh? Hasant. He said one of them is to change your outer appearance. Number two. Huh? It is your belief. He wants to make sure that these two things are changed. Your outer appearance, and then we are told at the end of the وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا. This is a matter of al-wala wal-bara now. Your belief, he wants to make sure يَقْضِي عَلَيْهِ. Now let me ask you guys, right? This verse is being mentioned in which surah? Which surah? Surah An-Nisa. You think this happened by accident? This being mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, in the chapter of women, you think it happened by accident? When talking about changing the outer appearance, let me ask you guys a question. Who tends to change the outer appearance more? Men or women? MashaAllah, everyone said it, huh? All of you guys. May Allah help you when you go home. Right? They are listening. Right? Nose job. Face job, forehead, eyebrow, all sorts of things that are changed. Is it only specific for women, this verse? Look at the West. All sorts of things men are changing and cutting off and things that they're doing right now. The world's becoming very colorful. The world is becoming very, very colorful. It's not just specific to the women, even though it happens أكثر عندهن. But it also what? It's now happening a lot with men. Right? He took an oath 1400 years ago, and we see it happening right before our eyes. وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا. Whoever takes the shaytan as a wali, who takes him as a friend. Al-wala wal-bara, this issue is being mentioned here. It's a matter of aqeedah that he's looking to change. كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودان أو ينصران أو يمجسان. We are told by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that every newborn is born upon what? The fitrah. Natural disposition. And then it's the parents that turn him into a Jew or into a Christian or into what? A Majusi. Shaytan. His plan or his oath is in full swing. So my brothers and my sisters, three main causes of deviation. That is making the world go upside down. Some of you guys may think these points that I mentioned is maybe what irrelevant to us here in Kenya. Kenya is always a couple of years, huh? Maybe 5 years, maybe not even 5 years anymore. I asked some of the brothers and the sisters, right, what is one of the main problems you guys have in Kenya? Now with the Shabab and whatever have you. They said to me, feminism. Would you guys agree? Feminism. Do you guys even know what that is? Huh? Feminism. We will come on to that inshallah ta'ala in, what's the quote, Sheikh, the place? Saturday? Huh? Bomas. Inshallah. And liberalism and all of this kind of stuff. We'll come on to it in full detail. Bi'idhnillah al-Bari. You guys are only a couple of years behind. And I can see that the state of Kenya is in a lot better place than over there. However, here in Kenya, we tend to look at the West and think, oh man, look how much they are advancing in life. Wallahi, I told some of the young kids here, you are missing out on nothing over there. The shabab over there, they are sick and tired of the situation that they're in. Wallahi al-azim. My fitnagram is full. It is full, wallahi, of shabab, young people. I'm going through this, I'm going through that, even though you would think that they are advanced. Wallahi al-azim, my brothers and my sisters, they are sick and tired. Right? Shall I quickly read out one of the messages that I received? Huh? And inshallah ta'ala, in the next couple of programs, I will read out more and more. And this message that I'm about to read is like many, many. This is a DM, huh? From Fitnagram. Assalamu alaikum. You probably won't even read this. I just read it, right? I can imagine the amount of DMs you get from people. I feel extremely depressed when I wake up in the morning, and it's a regular thing now. I feel empty, akhi. I think all of my sins have killed my soul. I don't know what to do. All right. Assalamu alaikum, brother. This is another one. Sorry to bother you today. You came into, I walked into some shop. I'm not going to mention which shop. And I was the one who served you, he says, right? I had a lot of questions, but I didn't want to disturb you as I knew you was with your family. You had family time. So I didn't say anything. However, I've been going through a lot of trials and tribulations, which is making this very hard for me, even at a time. I've been rethinking my life. I just wanted to know if you're able to give me any guidance. Because the life that I'm living right now is filled with a lot of sins. And at night, especially at Fajr, I sit and pray and I just cry for Allah's help. But I've just been struggling through life. All right. So many questions after questions after questions. Haram relationships. Right. After he's dumped or she is dumped, I have to pick up the broken pieces. Wallahi al-azim, this is the state of many shabab that you are maybe looking up to when you're sitting on Instagram feeling sorry for yourself. Oh, I wish I can make a fake passport to go there. Sah. That's maybe what we are thinking. Wallahi antum fi afiyah wa fi salama. Thank Allah that He saved you from that place. Right. Three main causes, my brothers and my sisters, of deviation. And inshallah ta'ala, we are going to do something about it. Not only are we going to protect ourselves now, but we are going to protect that which is going to happen in the next 10 years. Three things. Number one, from the causes of deviation is lack of knowledge. Number two is lack of propagating that which is the truth. Number three is lack of tawheed. Number one, my beloved brothers and sisters, lack of knowledge. You know, all of these problems that I have to deal with from people, a lot of the time I just, you know, when I get very tired of having to type, I just sit back and I say to myself, wallahi, if they just had a little bit of knowledge, a little bit, this would probably not happen to them. Or they would have the answers to deal with their problems that they're going through right now. You know, a lot of the time, when the Sheikh says, don't do this or don't do that, or Allah said this or Islam said this, we begin to feel that, ah, Islam, man, this religion is so rough and tough. It gives us a very hard time. This is what you think, huh? Miskin. Wallahi al-Azim, my brothers and my sisters. Whether you see it or not, everything that Allah commanded you with and everything that He prohibited you from, wallahi, it is in your own best interest. He told you, don't come close to zina. Why? Because Allah wants you to be unhappy? No, He gave you an alternative, which is marriage. Allah Azza wa Jal wants to give you that which is best for you. Wallahu yureed an yatub alaykum. Allah wants to forgive you. Wa yureedu alladhina yattabi'una ash-shahawati an tamilu maylan 'azima. Right? As for those who follow their desires, they want you to go far, far, far astray. Allah is telling you, don't go close to it. Right? So you don't become like these people that are messaging me. You don't join this long list of young brothers and sisters. Wallahi, some of them are as young as 15, 16 years of age. They are falling into a zina, haram relationships. And then she or he is crying out, please, Abu Taymiyyah, help me. I am burning inside. Right? If you don't believe me, I'll quickly read out another. Hi, my name is, and then she mentions her name. I am 16 years old. I'm going through a lot of pain, depression, stress, sadness. I truly need your help. Please help me. I've been in a haram relationship. I fell in love hard. He dumped and he left me. Right? This is what these guys want to do, my sisters. If he is serious, he will go straight to your father. He's not going to creep through the window. Huh? Wants to just chew you like a piece of chewing gum and spit you out. And then he moves on to the next one. Tell me if I'm wrong, guys. They can get upset if they want, the guys. I have been in a haram relationship. I fell in love hard. He dumped and left me, but I still love him. I cry every night, knowing nothing will work out. I pray. I want to have a relationship with Allah. I want to be better, but shaitan is not letting me. Something always happens. When I try to be a good person, I watch your videos most of my times. I truly need your help. Help me, make dua for me. I'm still young. Right? Allah was protecting me from that. She's sitting alone, feeling sad and miserable. Many people think that when you sin, when you commit a sin, you only have to answer to Allah when you meet Him on Yawm al-Qiyamah. No, my brothers and my sisters, you have to deal with the consequences now. Likewise, my brothers and my sisters, I'm not going to speak too much about it, but some of our sisters, they are becoming feminists. Right? They are becoming feminists. They are embracing this ideology of feminism, which is a problematic ideology. And from the reasons as to why they do that is because, right? Number one, it could be because of the man himself. She sees maybe her father or her husband mistreating the women in the family, and she thinks, you know what? If this is Islam, forget it. I'm gonna go to my girls, my feminist friends. They will give me the rights that I'm entitled to. Right? Or she was someone who was adhering to Islam. She went to university and then they convinced her that she needs to look at everything through the lens of equal rights. By the way, Allah did not come to establish equal rights. He came to establish justice. And in that lecture, we will talk about things that will blow your mind. So she embraced it. And then she comes to the Quran and she says, "Akhi, this is unfair. This is oppressive." She says about Allah, what He decreed is oppressive. And now she is flirting with kufr, disbelief. Dangerous, lack of knowledge. Al-ilm, nur. The biggest deception of Iblis, as Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi mentions, the biggest deception. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَ تَلْبِيسُ إِبْلِيسَ عَلَى النَّاسِ صَدُّهُمْ عَنِ الْعِلْمِ لِأَنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ. The first deception of Iblis, my brothers and my sisters. This is what wants to block you away from. If you are not seeking knowledge, even if it is a little bit, then know the shaitan, he managed to trap you. You are in his prison. He's saying the first deception of Iblis is what? To block you and distract you from knowledge. Because ilm is nur. فَإِذَا أَطْفَأَ مَصَابِيحُهُمْ خَبَّطُهُمْ فِي الظِّلَامِ كَيْفَ شَاءَ. If he manages to extinguish the light, he will cause you what? To stumble in the darkness. And we explain that. Number two, my beloved brothers and sisters. Number two is lack of propagating that which is correct. Let me ask you, brothers, have you heard of the red pill movement? Why are you guys acting like you don't know? Huh? I'm not going to bash anyone. It's just a question and answer here, jama'ah. You guys heard of it? Please, I need your help. Have you guys come across it? They're all scared, yani. I'm not going to say anything, guys. نحن إخوة, we are brothers. This is a knee-jerk reaction to feminism. You had feminism that is violent and maybe even what? I'll repeat that. That wages war against the traditional role that a woman has had throughout history. They give problems to a mother. They give problems to a housewife, making her feel as if she is wasting her potential for being a mother and for being a housewife. They say we are here to empower women. So the men, they felt bullied in the last decade or so. So now you have this new movement that is there to empower men to be more masculine, mashallah. They say to you, men should go and commit zina, sleep around. The more women he sleeps with, the more masculine that makes him. But the woman, no. If the woman does that, it's wrong. They are telling us what is right and what is morally acceptable and so on and so forth. Right? Just to show you the ignorance that is out there, my brother, let me ask you guys a question. Who determines what is right and what is wrong? Allah Azza wa Jal, right? Let's just put religion to the side for a moment. Again, I'm just going to quote, Abu Taymiyyah does not have his own views and opinions. So I'm just going to... Today when you have a man who wants to have a relationship with another man, what is the argument? Do you guys know what the argument is? They say love is love. Love is love. Okay, no problem. When you ask these people also, can a man have a relationship with his sister? Ma ra'aykum, what do you guys think? They say, no. Or a man having a relationship with an animal. Ish al-mushkila? Can't I use the same argument, love is love? You've got kids identifying as cats. And dogs. From today, the kid says, I'm a dog. This is happening in the West. You know the West that many people want to go to? Even Piers Morgan, you guys know Piers Morgan, huh? He came out the other day on Twitter and he said, from today, I will identify as a cat. He was being sarcastic, but he's trying to prove a point. Okay? Someone wants to have a relationship with an animal. Ish al-mushkila? What's the problem? Love is love. liberal values. These are from the fruits of liberalism. Go and do as you wish. Live and let be. There are no boundaries. There are no guidelines. Everyone does as they wish. You know, a lot of people that become Muslims, when I interview them or when I speak to them, you know what a lot of them say? When I was not a Muslim, I had no guidelines. I had no boundaries. I would just try everything and anything. And at times when I think about it, I say to myself, I lived such a filthy, despicable life. It's like I needed something to tell me, don't do this, don't do that. We'll discuss this inshallah in more detail. That will leave us with no choice except to accept that there is what? An external, right? Entity who is Allah, who tells us what is right and what is wrong. Otherwise, my brothers and my sisters, we will suffer. What do I mean by that? You know, my brothers and my sisters, I always arbitrate between husband and wife. And I'm sure Sheikh Jamal will tell you guys as well. When he goes and tries to solve the problems between husband and wife, sometimes the woman, she says about the husband, I don't like what he does. What does he not do? Or what does he do? He speaks to other women. He turns around and he says, wallahi, she's being overly zealous. Too jealous. She has a problem. And that's what he says. He goes, she's only my friend. MashaAllah. Women and men can just be friends, right? I'm just having a casual, oh, she works with me in the same school. So we are just talking. And then he says about her, I don't like the way she dresses outside. She turns around and she says, this is just, you know, he's being overprotective. How do we judge the situation? Who's going to tell us what is right and what is wrong? How do we now solve this problem if everyone has their own world view? They look at things their own way. Who will determine for us what is right and what is wrong? You will continue to have problems all the time because the mi'yar is different. Again, that leaves us, we have to accept Allah as the external, greater entity to tell us what is right and what is wrong. What was number two? Lack of propagating what is correct. I ask Allah to protect the people of Kenya from what I'm about to say. Say Ameen. You know, in the UK, me, Ustaz Yasin, I call it transitional generation. You know what that means? Where we saw what happened before and what is happening after. And like I said, Kenya is always a couple of years behind the UK. A couple of years before the world powers, they start pressurizing certain things to take place, whatever have you. I'm just telling you guys. Before, in school, if they saw nin or walwalakhayo, they would use the three-letter word that begins with G. This is what they would say about him. Oh, he's like this. I'm just quoting, by the way. I'm just telling you guys what happens. Abu Taymiyyah does not have his own views and opinions. No one is responsible for what I'm just quoting to you guys. However, time moved, things changed. Are you guys with me? ماذا حصل? Now in schools, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds, because of what they are being fed, right? Inside of the schools, they come home and they say, Dad, I don't know which pronoun to use. Everyone knows what pronoun is? English, we're going to get it somehow. He, she, which one shall I use that? They. Or them. Or afkas gahir bis. Keep quiet. Masiba. And because people are silent, no one is saying anything, right? These kind of sentiments will be accepted easily, right? If I don't say what is right and what is wrong, just expect, my brothers and my sisters, expect it, that falsehood, that which is ghalat, that which is wrong, people will become desensitized to it and then they will begin to accept it. And this is what is happening today in social media, because there's so much filth on there. People just watch it all day long, and they begin to think, it's not a big deal anymore. And number three, my brothers and my sisters, is due to a lack of tawheed. Due to a lack of tawheed. What does that mean? You know, I have people coming up to me saying, what does Islam say about this? What does Islam say about that? As if Islam is some human beings with opinions. No, ask me, what does my Allah, what does my Lord say about this? Ask me that. And the reason why we speak like that is because the ta'zeem, the glorification and the veneration of Allah has become dead in our hearts. When Allah says something, and when some kafir says something, he's like, maybe what, equal. Today we tell our children, go and pray, wear the hijab. Wallahi, they don't even know who they're praying to. She doesn't know why she's wearing the hijab or who she's wearing the hijab to. They're just being given a bunch of instructions, right? We forget that we live in a world where there's shubuhat, doubts that are being what? Thrown at them, they're being bombarded with it. Right? Someone will say, don't do it. And then you're saying, but Allah said, do it. Type, who is Allah to her? Who is Allah to her or to him? مَا يَعْرِفُونَ عَنِ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. They don't know anything about Allah. We don't know anything about Allah. Right? Common question is, why is it when I see a sin, I do it straight away, but my friend doesn't? Right? I'm going to give you guys an example. And then inshallah ta'ala, I will let Sheikh Yasin to come and complete this point. Bidnillahi ta'ala. Ustaz Yasin is one of our wonderful du'at over there in the UK. He's doing his master's at this moment in time in Saudi Arabia. He's doing his master's. I'm not even doing a master's yet, guys. Right. We don't just come to the masjid when it's Abu Taymiyyah speaking. He has more knowledge than us, and we're going to benefit from that, inshallah. No one's going to move. Going to the point that I was mentioning, my brothers and my sisters, I'm going to give you guys this example. But before I mention the example, Ibn al-Qayyim, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, At-tawheedu yaftahu lil-abdi bab al-khayri wa surur. Tawheed, it opens a door of happiness and what? And goodness. I'm going to show you guys how. You may have heard this story before, but I'm going to mention again for the sake of emphasis. This is a story that we need to tell our kids and our sisters and our brothers, our young ones. Just knowing the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon you, how you see doors of goodness opening up, my brothers and my sisters. Have you all heard of Umar ibn Khattab? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. One day Umar al-Khattab was patrolling the streets of Medina, and then he got tired. Him and his servants, he got tired. So they began to lean on the wall of one of the houses. Anyone heard this story before? Put your hand up if you have. Five people. Six. He got tired, so he's leaning on the wall. Tired. Ta'ban. And then he begins to hear a conversation between a mother and her daughter. The mother says, Ya Bunayati, my daughter, stand up. Go and mix water with milk. The daughter, in a respectful way, Omar is listening. She doesn't know he's listening. She says, Oh mother, do you not know what Umar said this afternoon? What did he say? She asks the mother. The girl then says to her mother, today he passed the law that you are not allowed to mix water with milk. Can't. Because this is a form of cheating. To mix it and then to sell it to people thinking that this is pure milk. And she says to her, oh daughter, stand up. Go and mix the water with milk. فَإِنَّكَ فِي مَكَانٍ لَا يَرَاكَ عُمَرٍ. You are somewhere where Umar can't see you. Umar is listening. They don't know he's listening. You know what she said, my brothers and my sisters, and we need to write this on our walls. إِنْ كَانَ عُمَرُ لَا يَرَانَا فَإِنَّ رَبَّ عُمَرَ يَرَانَا. If Umar can't see us, then the Lord of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu can see us. This is a young lady that understood that Allah is watching over her. She understood the names of Allah, Al-Sami', Al-Basir, Al-Raqib. She understood it, my brothers and my sisters. And she knew that Allah Azza wa Jal is adlun fi qada'ih. That he's fair and just, and that he's al-muntaqim, that he's the avenger. If she cheats Allah behind closed doors, Allah Azza wa Jal will deal with her accordingly. She knew it. Hence why she withheld from it. Are you brothers and sisters with me? Right. Umar didn't pull the mother out. He didn't pull her out. He went home. Next morning, he lined up his children. And he said, who is ready now to get married? Usam puts his hand up. So, hi dad, Aniga. He never said in Somali, but you know, they didn't know Somali. I am. Huh? What did Ibn al-Qayyim say? At-tawheed yaftahu lil-abdi bab al-khayri wa-surur. Tawheed, he opens the door of what? Happiness. Because of her being conscious of Allah. Sometimes our sisters say, if I don't wear makeup outside, if I don't look good, then how is my potential husband going to find me? Yeah. How is he going to find me? How did he find her? Allah opens doors. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Isam and her, they get married. Allah gives them a daughter called Layla. Layla then gets married. Guess who they give birth to? Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Who are the four khulafa? Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was caliphate number 8 after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today when the scholars, they talk about alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnat al-khulafa al-rashid al-mahdiyin, they'll mention the four. They will also sometimes mention Umar ibn Abdul Aziz next to them because of how righteous he was. It all started with what? At-tawheed. Allah opens doors. We need to instill, right, the ta'zeem of Allah Azza wa Jal within our hearts. Learn about who Allah is. We've got drug dealers, my brothers and my sisters, drug dealers in the UK who tell other young people to run around and to just stab them a little bit. Huh? Just stab him a little bit so he learns his lesson. Forgetting that Allah is adil and that he is greater than you, and for your oppression, he will end up destroying you. That Allah is al-muntaqim. If they understood the names of Allah and his attributes, they will realize that it will come back and destroy you. And then this drug dealer, a couple of years later, he's in a wheelchair because what goes around comes around. Right? Understanding Allah. Guys, I didn't come to Kenya by myself. The team brought him, but Sheikh Yasin came as well, and he has to give us a reminder. Doing his masters, my brothers and my sisters. To conclude, my beloved brothers and sisters, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, نَحْنُ أُمَّةٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a people that Allah has honored through al-Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his helmet crushed, his face gashed, his tooth broken in the battle of Uhud. Companions were killed just so we could have Islam on a plate, my beloved brothers and sisters. 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds in the UK are becoming Muslims. And Sheikh Jamal also told me that every day someone's becoming a Muslim here because they are sick and tired of that lifestyle, my brothers and sisters, while some of us are maybe tired about Islam. You want to be honored. You want a high status. You want to be a high value man. Be someone, my brothers and sisters, who honors himself by adhering to Islam. Umar ibn Khattab in the Battle of Hudaybiyah. In the treaties of Hudaybiyah, When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam signed off the treaties, Umar became angry and he said, Ya Rasool Allah, O Messenger of Allah, Alathna ala al-haqq wa hum ala al-batil. Are we not upon the truth and they are upon falsehood? Alaysa qatlana fil jannah wa qatlahum fil nar. On those who are killed from amongst us in the Jannah and theirs are in the hellfire. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Yabna al-Khattab, O son of Khattab, Inni Rasulullah, I am the Messenger of Allah, wa lan yudayyani Allahu abada, Allah will never abandon me. What does that teach us? As long as we hold on to Allah's deen, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnah, when it comes to our day-to-day lives, in our relationships and everything that we do, we will be mu'azzazan mukarrama. We will be honored, my beloved brothers and sisters. Last thing that I want to mention, right? Again, I want you to look at the rainbow team. Even though they are a minority compared to everyone else, they are only a few in number, like a drop in the sea. But they are very, very what? Strong. Their ideas go out. They are proud of what they stand for. Even though they're a minority compared to everyone else, they come across as the majority. Right? They come across as the majority. Why, my beloved brothers and sisters? Because every single one of their members is playing an active role in standing up for what they believe. They are propagating it while we Muslims are maybe asleep. We are not doing enough. If we don't know, how do you expect, my beloved brothers and sisters, the next generation to know? Think about your kids. You get married, the excitement dies down. It's only the first couple of days excited. Go ask your mom and dad. And then later on you have children, you have to think about that. Saving them from what is about to come, my beloved brothers and sisters. I have that honor to learn your religion and to go and propagate it. There will come a time when you will be needed in the community. Right? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, learn knowledge. تعلموا العلم قبل أن يقبض فإن أحدكم لا يدري متى يفتقر إلى ما عنده. Learn now. You don't know when that time will come, when the people will be in need of what you have. Today you might think the people have Sheikh Jamaluddin, they have so and so Sheikh. Why would the people need me? That time will come. Right. جزاكم الله خيرا وأحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make this a gathering where we walk away with benefit. I hope we noted down the three things. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to be forgiven. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. Lot would make the dua, alayhi salatu wassalam, Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. And we say, Rabbi najjina wa ahalina mimma ya'malun. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Shadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka. Jazakum Allahu khayran for attending. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you all. Honestly, wallahi, it was a pleasure to see everyone. And I just want to thank the masjid again and everyone who was involved in putting this together. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan. Tonight we are honored to have Sheikh Abu Taymiyyah. Sheikh Abu Taymiyyah is in the country, inshallah, for a couple of days for the Reviving the Hearts Conference, courtesy of Halal Events Board. And alhamdulillah, we are honored to have him in studio tonight. And of course, yeah, big Sheikh coming in. Subhanallah, Sheikh Haseen. Coming. Assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sheikh Haseen has accompanied Sheikh Abu Taymiyyah as well for the tour into the country. And of course, we're going to have a very big conference, inshallah, on the 5th of August 2023 at the Bomas of Kenya. Sheikh Abu Taymiyyah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Big Sheikh.
How are you? Sheikh Jamaluddin is the big shot here. Huh?
And you, so where do you place you?
Wallah, Sheikh, nahnu min masakin, the, you know, the miskins of the...
And this is the epitome of being a scholar. I mean, they say real knowledge humbles you, right?
That's only for people who are, you know, the real scholars that are humble. I'm just speaking the reality, and he will.
Bismillah, Sheikh Haseen, Assalamu alaikum. Ala sir, how are you, khi?
Yeah,
mashallah. Jazakumullah khair. Thank you so much for honoring us with your invite tonight at Horizon TV Studios. Sheikh, Jazakumullah khair. It's been a few hours since you landed into this country. What's your opinion so far from the interactions with the various du'ats that you have interacted with them? You've seen some of them, what they do. What's your opinion of them so far?
Honestly, I can only, you know, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, and then also, secondly, the du'at who are trying the utmost best to call to normative Islam. What we've seen, Sheikh Jamaluddin Usman, may Allah Azza wa Jalla preserve him, work towards, and also we met Sheikh Abdul Razak, who has that school that we visited this morning.
Sheikh Abdul Ghani.
Sheikh Abdul Ghani, sorry, Sheikh Abdul Ghani. Allah Mustahan. Sheikh Abdul Ghani is trying his utmost best to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach the children, right, from a very young age, their Islamic values and morals. Mm-hmm. This is something, honestly, that brought me so much happiness, just seeing the way the school was structured, the curriculum, even the classrooms, right, the laboratories, the library. It's like, subhanAllah, something was taken from Turkey and just placed here, you know?
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. It made me really, really joyful and happy. And I even told some of the brothers, this looks like a hijrah opportunity to move to Nairobi. I'm really looking into it as well, Sheikh.
Really? I know Sheikh Yasin, when he comes in, he's already talking about moving into Kenya once he's done with his master's from his
I think I might follow suit, Sheikh, you know?
Allah Akbar. Marhaban. Welcome, Sheikh. Yeah. I mean, we've had several Sheikhs, like Sheikh Sadraghi from Canada. He's now settled into the country. Now, alhamdulillah, Now, Sheikh Yasin, I'm just going to ask you the same question I asked Sheikh Abu Taymiyyah right now. So from your interactions with the various youth, and alhamdulillah for you, this is not the first time in the country, right?
No, second time.
Alhamdulillah.
I came in 2008.
Allahumma barik. So what is your opinion of the du'ats and the youth who are doing various efforts for as far as da'wah is concerned in the country?
Well, alhamdulillah, I've only been here one day to be honest. But mashallah, every day they're taking us to a different place, different masjid. We find out that there's this person that graduated from Jamia Islamiyah, this person graduated from Jamia Riyadh, for example, mathalan. Mashallah, it's actually, it's lovely to see, subhanAllah, especially for a country that is majority non-Muslim, sah?
No.
And the da'wah efforts, we just saw the converts, a room for brothers just being taught. When they convert to Islam, they have a place where they teach the basic Surah Al-Fatiha, the basics of the deen. And like Sheikh said, it seems like a place to move.
MashaAllah, welcome. I mean, we have a lot of resources for you. Now, in the interest of time, just briefly, maybe you tell us, I'm going to start with you, Sheikh Haseen, again. What's your message to the du'ats who, mashallah, they are quite vigorous and want to take every single opportunity, particularly the digital media, the TikToks and the Instagrams and the Facebook and all that, to try their level best to deliver the message of Allah? What is your message to them, inshallah?
Allah, I'll say the first message is to know that you're on a path, fi sabilillah, on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who's better than the person who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he does good deeds and he says, I'm from the Muslim. So the first thing is to know that you're upon khair, and also to know وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. You, when you're calling to something, you need to be someone who's acting upon it as well. So this is something that's also a scary part. And number three, I would advise the people also to be sincere for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you speak with sincerity, it reaches the hearts, inshaAllah ta'ala. And number four, speak with knowledge. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Convey from me even one ayah. Like, in the condition for that is that you must know the ayah. You can't convey an ayah you don't know. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة. This is my path. I call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon knowledge, insight. So all of these things, inshallah ta'ala, and I'm sure Sheikh can benefit them more. Lakin they're very, very important for me, myself. First, I'm talking to myself, not talking to anyone else.
MashaAllah. No, Sheikh Abu Taymiyyah, a celebrity Sheikh. Sheikh, you have a massive following, mashaAllah.
I don't like this word. I never asked to be TikTok famous. Earlier they said, I'm all over TikTok. I don't even have a TikTok active account.
No.
No, subhanAllah, it just happened to be that Allah Azza wa Jal decreed for it to go out to the people, and I thank Allah Azza wa Jal that He chose me to spread this message and to convey it to the four corners of the world. My advice to everyone would be that we have a huge responsibility. The Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he told us, "Min ashrat al-sa'ah an yaqil al-ilm." One of the signs of the hour is that knowledge becomes less and less. Wa yadhhar al-jahl, and ignorance becomes extremely widespread. Wa yadhhar al-zina, zina also becomes rampant. Wa yakthur al-harj, and also killings become prevalent as well, right? We're moving into that era. Ignorance extremely widespread. Many don't know the ins and the outs of their religion. The Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also told us, "Bada'a al-Islamu ghariban wa si'udu ghariba." Islam started as something strange and will come back as something strange, and glad tidings to those who are strange. And then he explained who these strangers were. He said, "Humu al-ladhina yuslihun ma afsada an-nas min ummati." They are the ones who are going to rectify that which the people or my ummah has corrupted.
No.
Right? So this is very, very important. Allah, there's a very powerful statement of Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz rahmatullahi alayhi, who would say, "Zahimu ahl al-batil." Right? The people of falsehood have taken over these social media platforms and they're spreading their misguidance. You've got singers, you've got rappers, you've got all types of filth. And I'm not just speaking about people of misguidance within, you know, a Muslim sphere. We're talking about singers and these rappers. People who are of different religions, they are spreading whatever they believe, right? So it's upon us to be nasheet, yani to be energetic and enthusiastic. Mm. And he would say, it's not appropriate that people of falsehood, like the ones that we mentioned, are more energetic than you in spreading the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is needed. The world is changing, right? Everything is becoming digital, virtual, right? So it's important that we try our utmost best to take advantage of this. Before the people of misguidance, they take over. And then the next generation, the moment they open up social media, all they see are these singers and these rappers and these individuals who are preaching their batil, you know, from the different religions. هذا أمر مهم جدا جدا جدا. However, it needs to be done with knowledge. As Sheikh Yasin mentioned, you have to be sincere. Right? You don't just start speaking for the sake of speaking. Right? We are in need of individuals who are going to revive this religion. Earlier today in Adam's Mosque, I took a moment out to just speak about something that Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned. Inshallah, we're going to be elaborating in the lecture today.
Inshallah.
Because it's fresh on my mind. He said, alayhi rahmatullah, you know, Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, أَفْضَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, the best of the Muslims, مَنْ أَحْيَى سُنَّةً مِنْ سُنَنِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَدْ أُمِيتَتْ. The best of the Muslims are those who give life to a sunnah from the sunan, right? The forgotten sunan of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? And then he would say, ya, right, ahlu sunnah, you know, isbiru, right, be patient, and so on and so forth. He's talking about reviving a sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put that to the side for a moment. Today the wajibat, things that are mandatory, are being questioned, right, are being thrown into doubt. It's being discussed, is this really wajib anymore, and so on and so forth. Normative Islam, you know, is under attack. Basic morals and values, right, are no longer from the musallamat, from the things that were pretty obvious once upon a time.
No.
So we need to, you know.
JazakAllah khair. Thanks so much, Sheikh Abu Taymiyyah. Thanks so much, Sheikh Ustad Yasin. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum. And remember, always remember that we still have space for you in this Nairobi. The town is so big that we cannot fill it. We need more to ask like you. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum, ikhwani. JazakAllah khair. Thank you so much. Don't you forget that, inshallah, this Saturday, this shuyukh are going to be, inshallah, the Bombers of Kenya, together with Sheikh Sadraghi, Sheikh Jamaluddin Usman, amongst many other du'as, inshallah, for the Reviving the Hearts Conference. My name is Faisal Qasim, and thank you so much for tuning in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.